In 1993, American television was forever changed when a floating head in a tube chose five teenagers with attitude to protect the Earth from alien menaces. Now, 25 years later, it's still one of the most popular franchises in the world. Charlie's Geek Cast presents...
Hello everybody, and welcome to the 21st commentary, counting down to 25 years of Power Rangers. My name is Charlie Niemeyer, and this time we're going to be going into the 20th anniversary season, technically, of Power Rangers, called Power Rangers Megaforce. And this episode, we're going to be watching episode Harmony and Discord. So without further ado, we're going to activate our legally obtained copies of the episode. And we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go.
Our world was once a safe and happy place until evil aliens arrived with one plan to destroy Earth. Gosei, Earth's ancient guardian, awoke and called.
He's Zordon's apprentice, technically, kind of. Not sure when Zordon had time for that, but that's basically. Zordon was his mentor. That's Troy the Red... Well, that's not. That's Troy the Red Ranger. He's, His known traits are exercising, kicking water bottles, having dreams about a big fight amongst several different teams of Power Rangers and some bad guys. Hey, louder than a quasar, like the quasar sabers. Huh. Probably not intended. The one with the blue eyes is Vrock. He will be important later on in this series and a little bit at the end of the Super Mega Force.
Who here wants backstage passes? To what? My concert. I'm gonna rock their world. And if you want to see the show, I'll take care of you, little people. You blowhard. Let's use his music against the humans.
All right, now, first thing I want to talk about is the opening song. Sounds similar to last time, doesn't it? This apparently started off to be a thing, but unfortunately the Dino Charge cast stepped up and said, hey, we need a different song for them in order to change the theme song. But yeah, they were just going to keep doing this. So this is Megaforce instead of Samurai. The other thing is, remember I said that part of the reason that the Samurai and Super Samurai were so much like the Japanese is because Jonathan Zacher was a big fan of the Sentai footage? Shinkenger? Well, apparently he's just a big fan of Sentai. Because he does the same thing for this. And the weird thing is, not only does he use a lot of the footage, but when the Rangers change into their Ranger forms, the cars that they use to transform and to call upon their weapons and their Zords and perform the Megazord, it's all in Japanese. They will say the American version, but all the cards are in Japanese or use the Japanese names. And they do close-up on these cards. It's annoying. I'm thinking she's not really singing this. Anyway, this series and Super Mega Force, which comes up next, tries to squeeze about 48 to 52, roughly, episodes of series into about 20 episodes. Doesn't always work very well. Man, these trees really bloom very fast. They are, well, they're on a hill above the town, and they're getting hit by that pretty hard. You know, it's funny. That tree, we have trees blooming. We have that trees by where that guy's playing the guitar looks dead. But this stuff by the school looks bright and green and full of life. This series is also supposed to be a lot like, a big homage to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1. The Blue Ranger, Noah, wears glasses and is kind of a nerd, like Billy. The Red Ranger is, well... I wouldn't say he's the same. They use a lot of the same lines to try to set up similar situations. You know, Emma likes photography like Kimberly did, except Kimberly didn't like photography. I do like the little sound machine or sound effect there, because when he hits the guitar there, they actually make a guitar noise instead of just ignoring it. That's kind of cool. Attention to detail. I find it hilarious that the foot soldiers are called loogies. See? We're still in Sentai footage, too, by the way. Oh, he's a rhymer, too. Great. Wow, this is all Sentai. Still, see, you can tell by the dead trees. Who said that? More people get hurt. That didn't sound like any of them.
We let the monster get away!
That was nothing but dumb luck. I found his methods to be rather effective, Creeper. He's too full of himself to succeed. That is why I will send you, Vrock. Keep him concentrated on destroying those Rangers. You would
choose. But Vrock's got blue eyes. Shouldn't that make him an Autobot? Oh, they look cool.
Turn it down. Thanks.
Oh, jeez. Little flirt.
Are you? Maybe next time. Right now, I just need some peace and quiet. Wow. Even normal.
Oh, yeah, the other thing that does it. Or that is similar to Mighty Morphin.
I'm a local sensation, because I'm
The place they hang out is a Froyo place this time, but it's basically a juice bar run by a guy named Ernie. It's the big hangout most episodes. There's Ernie. A little different than the one we remember. Mostly the goatee. I love this song. I don't know how his dancing skills match up, though. She just likes to smile at everybody, doesn't she? You know, I know we're in New Zealand, but this reminds me of that place. Technically, it was a Japanese place because I think it was Sentai, but where the Rangers first met. Oh, I can't think of the monster's name. You know, the monster with the wings that sent them flying. Way, way, way back. It's not that quiet. You can still hear noise. Ambient noise.
Maybe we should call Emma.
No, wait. That music has really affected both of them. I think they should stay away from it. We can handle this guy on our own.
Oh, we have the morph. It's kind of weird. By the way, it's interesting. That white flash, when it switches to them in the helmets, that's the Sentai morph. Now we're on, yeah. Interesting how they did that. A nice blending. Oh, no wonder it looks the same as that place in the Zyuranger. It's the same place. Silly me, I thought we were looking at American footage. King Sphinx, by the way, is the monster I was thinking of.
Now you're talking my language. Let's get this concert started. And I'll make sure there are no interruptions. Let's pull the plug on this. Time for me to rock this planet. With a beat that's harder than granite.
Now, see, the three of them might have been able to handle things if Rock hadn't been there. New York, because England, Big Ben. Uh-huh. That must be Africa. Japan. Paris, obviously, because you can see the Eiffel Tower. Egypt. You know, you can probably tell this. I'm sorry I told you. Well, you know, in case you're listening and not watching, those are the places they showed. You know, it's interesting. both in Paris and in England. No matter where you go, if you're in London, anywhere, well, actually, pretty much anywhere in England, but especially London, you can see Big Ben no matter where you are. And if you're in Paris or any part of France, you can see the Eiffel Tower no matter where you are. It's crazy how that works. Wow, that's some terrible stuff. Okay, here's the thing. I understand what they're going for here. But suddenly she's got background music, nice bass. Somehow her singing is overpowering the loud metal guitar playing. Right. Does sound a little bit better than the song to the ode to the Deer Zord from Wild Force, though. Oh, second win. Now they're gonna start winning. Oh, cause they can focus now. Ah. Wow, the power of song. Now that part, I wonder how much of that footage was American and how much was Japanese. I didn't watch this Sentai too much. People, this was not one a favorite Sentai of most people. A lot of people felt, well, at the time anyway, that it was just biding time for the big 35th anniversary of Sentai. See the Ghost Egg cards? Again, I'm not 100% sure, but we're still on Sentai footage. I don't know if this was just one of those episodes, or if a lot of them are like this. Okay, that was cool. Oh, we're gonna try this one again. Dynamic victory charge. they won! Yay!
The show's not over yet, Rangers! Zombats, go! I've hit the big time at last! Discord, this is your last encore! Finish the Rangers! Let's go!
First, we have to thank you two.
Why?
The planet saved us!
It was all Emma's doing. Your singing made the difference.
Thanks, Troy.
Now, let's go finish the job. Go save
Megazords! Oh, yeah. Apparently they ran out of names. They couldn't use Mega, because Mega's, you know, Megazords, so... These are Mechazords. Did you see how they all go say Dragon, go say blah blah blah? One of the big things that they that was lauded after this in Dino Charge was the fact that they might have used Sentai footage for stuff. But when the Rangers call on their Dinozords, their batteries actually have the American names and not the Japanese names of the dinosaurs. Because they actually went in special effects and edited them. At least the Megazord's not bad. Rhythm is gonna... Never mind. Oh, and you'll notice they didn't do the whole change the outfits in the cockpit thing. This season and Super Mega Force are the only ones in the Neo Saban era that don't do that. Sword head attack.
Now, let's turn up the heat.
Sometimes they get around the use of the Sentai cards by just calling the things the same thing. I don't think they've gone that far into death on this before. I will say this, it is kind of nice watching this, and they have the dun 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 dun, kind of does take you back.
Here are loafer treats just for you. Hey, did you guys hear that concert yesterday?
We were just talking about that.
Oh, that was the most hilarious, most transcendent singing I have ever heard. Luckily, I managed to record some of it.
Who didn't see that coming? Isn't it kind of backwards that the old guys liked the music and the young ones didn't? Okay, well, that was Power Rangers Mega Force. It was okay. It does leave a little curiosity, but I don't know how gung-ho I am about watching it like I was with SPD or Mystic Force or Jungle Fury, but who knows? Moving on, though, next time we're getting Super Mega Force, and we're not going to watch any of the regular episodes. We're going to watch the finale, the big 20th anniversary celebration, Legendary Battle Extended Edition. I remember people were disappointed by this. And now we're going to watch it together and see why. So I will see you next time. You guys have a good couple of days, and bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Charlie's Geekcast. Feedback for the show can be sent to charliesgeekcast@gmail.com, or you can feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at charliesgeekcast.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. Charlie's Geekcast is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by Two True Freaks to check out more great shows. Thank you again for listening, and good night.